Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Friday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. What is up? What's up? Hey, it's great to have everybody back in the saddle. Got a lot of great feedback on the last show about rowing. Let me tell you something, man. I don't know if I brought this up, but if I did, I apologize on the last show. But my hands, I can't even make a fist right now. My hands are so blistered up from rowing. And I rowed 4 days in a row. I took yesterday off because yesterday was just a crazy day. I'll be back in the gym today. Thank you. Everybody tweeting me and sending me your rowing photos. Ninja Mom took a photo. I don't know if that – she literally looked like she was rowing in her front yard on her driveway. Hilarious, man. A rowing machine set up. You guys are awesome. You guys are also blasted, like, out of your mind, which I love. Abnormal stands for above normal. You guys are more whacked out than I am, which is just awesome to see. So, yeah, man, that whole rowing thing, it's awesome. There's no line at the rowing machine. You know why? Because there's no competition at the top. I mean, think about it. Everybody's fighting for example, what's going on around conversation here in the U.S.? Minimum wage. Minimum wage. We got to raise the minimum wage. Hey, you can raise it to $50 an hour, man. I honestly could not possibly care less about that. You know, my mom worked for minimum wage and it sucked. You know, she raised 8 kids by herself and all we did was talk about how broke we were, and she'd be hitchhiking to work in the morning in a snowstorm in Bradford, PA. I mean, we used to get 150 inches of snow a year and it just sucked, man. And You guys want to work for minimum wage and you love what you do, then I got mad respect for you. Congratulations. But don't come bring that stuff to me like, you know, they ought to – no. You want to make more money, add more value. It's as simple as that. And if you want to work for minimum wage and you're pissed off and you're mad at the man and they're keeping you down, that's BS, dude. That nobody's buying that crap except other victims, you know. Who listens to victims? Other victims do. Why? Because we love to commiserate. We're the Kohiki crabs. You know, somebody tries to crawl slowly out of that can of despair, we drag them right back down into, you ain't getting out of there. Nah, you ain't getting out of there. You stay right down here. Because what happens is if that one crab makes it to the top of that can and he's able to get out onto the beach and see everything, the ocean and all the opportunity that's there for him and all the new food sources, then he's going to realize, I ain't going back there. I don't want to go back there. Look, I work for minimum wage. Yeah, I've worked for minimum wage a lot from... If you read my book, No More Work Days, you know, when I moved to West Palm Beach in the late 80s and working in a menswear store, a pet store, I had to carry like 8 rabbits. I worked at a pet store for 6 hours. I carried the rabbits from the display case when they closed at night to the back. I had never carried a stuffed animal, let alone a real animal, anytime except a dog or a cat. Dude's got me, pet store owner, says, hey, Sam, why don't you clean out the rabbit cages in the display up front, and we're going to shut down. I'm like, what is that even? What do you mean? What do I clean around them? Like, no. You got to bring them to the back. And then I'm like, you want me to pick a rabbit up? I never held a rabbit in my life. Well, what the hell am I doing holding a rabbit? I didn't sign up for this. Well, yeah, you kind of did. You work at a pet store. I don't know if you thought you'd be handling, you know, what, pens and pencils, boxes, microphones? I mean, pet stores, you kind of got to handle pets. I'm like, yeah. He goes, it's not like I'm asking you to clean out the snake cage yet. I mean, dude, let me tell you something right now. Homie don't clean snake cages, all right? Homie don't even work in a pet store. As a matter of fact, after I got clawed to death by these like crazy rabbits, there was 8 of them. I carried them to the back. I think I carried them 2 at a time, which is a mistake, and I held them up against my chest. Didn't know what I was doing, man. I was holding them like a basketball. And after I got like bitten and clawed and all that stuff, and I don't blame the rabbit. I mean, if you got some 20-year-old punk, you know, trying to drag you to the back of the store, then and cleaning up what rabbits do at the end of the day. I mean, all this stuff just reminded me why I never wanted to work for somebody. I always wanted to have life on my own terms. Now, it took me a while, you know, but I figured it out, you know, and if whatever you don't want to do, start, you know, whatever, it's as important. Let me just say it this way. It's as important to figure out what you don't want to do in life as it is what you want to do, because just by process of elimination, I didn't want to work in a rabbit store, didn't want to sit in a cubicle, a rabbit store, a pet store, didn't want to sit in a cubicle. You know, I didn't want to do any of that stuff. Funny story, I took the bus home that night after my 6 hours in the pet store. Yeah, I took public transportation too. All right, I've done it all, man. Done it all. You know, lived in the ghetto, got my bed out. There was garbage night the first night I moved in. So I just, somebody was throwing away a king-size mattress with just all these stains on it and a twin mattress. So I put the twin on top of the king, used a sheet, and that was my bed for 3 or 4 months. I still got photos. I should post this stuff online, man. I got to find these photos, put them on Instagram. It's just the craziest thing. But I knew what I didn't want to do. I called the guy from the payphone that night. I said, hey, just found out I got another job, so I quit. He goes, it's Saturday night at 8:30, and you're calling me from a payphone. What employer called you on a Saturday to let you know that you are starting work? I'm like, yeah, not really important. The more important thing is I ain't doing that job ever again. And that's what really prompts. And, we got to understand, man, you're a day trader. Every single day, we're all day traders. You trade every single day. You wake up and you make a conscious decision. I'm going to trade my time for money every single day. And you can't be upset about that. Nobody forced you to do it. You're doing it. Either you're going to work at an hourly job, or you're billing yourself if you're a freelancer at an hourly rate. And if you don't like what you're getting paid, give yourself a raise. You know, if you're a freelancer and you're charging $50 an hour right now, charge $150 an hour. Well, nobody will pay it. Well, then you're not bringing enough value. I would. If you could alleviate the pain, first of all, you need to expose my pain. And then you need to bring the solution behind that and then charge what you're worth. But don't be given the excuse that, you know, you're not making enough because people aren't willing to pay. I hear people complain about, well, I've had a result to go to Fiverr or Elance, and now I got to, you know, compete with people from India and Pakistan and Indonesia. I'm like, well, you know what? Bring a ton more value. Emphasize the fact that you speak, if you're marketing to the U.S., that your native tongue is English, and you 24-hour support, whatever it is, man. Just figure out a way to be unique. But being unique and adding value is not in the same zip code as being a complainer and a whiner. You're a day trader. You've made a conscious decision that you're going to trade your time for money. Now, where it gets really cool is where you say, all right, I'm going to manage my portfolio. I'm going to buy a rental. Okay, you want to give yourself a raise? Buy a rental property, you know, and start collecting the rents. And then, of course, here comes the conversation in your mind. Well, people, you know, tenants skip out. Yeah, you bet your ass they do. And let me tell you, being a landlord for the better part of 13 or 14 years right now, let me tell you how much tenants take you to the cleaners. But you got to ask yourself, is the pain of that worth the promise of having a portfolio of passive income? There's going to be months when you'll have really good months and income is flowing, and you'll have months where you got to dip into the savings and pay for the utilities on the rental properties. But you got to ask yourself, is that pain worth it? Or do you want to still go and get your every 2 week paycheck from somebody? You're a day trader. You're a day trader. Today you're trading your time to listen to this show. Thank you very much. Okay. But that's another, what about opportunity cost? What about opportunity cost? What about, you know, not investing in certain software that's going to free you up, not maybe bringing on a virtual assistant, not going to a live event or not getting on a webinar? You know, you don't have to. Somebody had tweeted me, and I'm sorry I don't have the name, but someone had asked me this week on Twitter. You know, I tell them I don't stay up. I go to bed early at night. But there's webinars that I want to view. So what do? I just hit ScreenFlow for my Mac or Camtasia, anything that records a screen. When the webinar starts, hit record, and it records it. You know, and I'll wake up maybe let's say I go to bed at 10, or even 9:30. Let's just say I want to hang out with the family, and I know there's a webinar going out at 8:00. I'll start the recording of my screen. And when the webinar is over, I stop it. And I've got myself an MP4 file, a movie file to view, stop, start, pause, whenever I want. And, you know, I can watch it the next day when I'm having a cup of coffee. I can feel like I was actually on that webinar. But that's time value. You know, there's a tremendous amount. You can't make more time. You can always make more money. You can't make more time. So what are you doing? Investing. I mean, golly, the last 3 months, I don't even want to tell you how much money I've invested in software and learning. I mean, I've been watching and watching and watching because I'm really going to blow up now. I'm building a membership site. Would you be interested in a membership site? This is just the tip of the iceberg, but just tons and tons of great audios from yours truly and just great content on just views of what it means. For example, this type of training, what it means to be a day trader and what are you going to be trading your time for? The motivation, the inspiration. Would you be interested? Hit me up on Twitter. So yeah, man, count me in. Count me in for the new membership site. And it's not going to be expensive because I want to open it up to everybody, all right? I want everybody to have access to. You can take these audios, download them, take them with you all day, every day. You can scam and scroll the PDFs. You can watch the quick videos. And I've been learning over the past 3 months how to do it. You know, just coding and all this stuff that most people don't want to do. I found it fascinating because it's going to allow me to distribute my content, my intellectual property globally to a huge base of people that I'm not even touching right now. You know, promoting and building funnels from Facebook and other social media platforms to landing pages and giving away memberships and all that good stuff. I guess you'd call it a little bit of nerd porn. You know, I've been watching the nerd porn for the past 3 months and pretty damn fascinating. But that's what I've been trading my time for. What have you been trading your time for? We're 19 days into the second month with a leap year. Congratulations, you caught yourself another day. So now you got 10 days left in this month as opposed to just 9. What are you going to do? What have you been doing since January 1st? What have you been doing to be the day trader that other people want to be? Because you're trading your day for something. You got 24 hours. I got 24 hours. You may or may not have children. What's your excuse? I got 4 kids. One of them's on a ventilator all night, on a trach tube all day. She spent 221 days in the hospital. Just took her first steps this week. Put it on Instagram. You can follow me at Every Day is Saturday on Instagram. You can hit me up on Facebook, Sam Crowley. I posted the 15-second video of our miracle baby born at 24 weeks. Susan, now 18 months, took her very first steps. All praise goes to my wife, Angela, who worked with her tirelessly. I mean tirelessly to get her to where she needs to be. And man, it's just a flipping miracle. So I got all that going on and still able to view the nerd porn, all right, and still able to make huge strides in business, in health, rowing, as I talked about this week, going to the gym. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. What are you doing? What are you trading today, February 19, 2016? What are you going to trade today for? What are you going to trade tomorrow, February 20th, for? What are you going to trade March 20th for? You know what you do, February 20th determines how much money you're making in May, right? Like, your May, because you're like, right now, well, I don't have a lot going on. You got everything going on. You got everything at stake. The money you earn this summer is the work right now, the seeds that you're planting right now. You're going to sit around. You're going to mope and dope. You're going to wonder what life could be like. Or are you going to take the damn bull by the horns and say, let's ride this baby out, baby. 2016 is going to rock. Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to do it? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Because look, guys, it's no joke. You can literally just like that, snap your fingers, give yourself a raise. Not a million dollars. You don't need $1 million. I wish I had $1 million. No, you don't. You'd be broke tomorrow. That's why 80% of lotto winners go broke. They can't handle prosperity. They just can't. But you will. But before you make $1 million, you got to learn how to make 100. And if you're only making 50 and you want to get to 100, add a little bit more value. But get some confidence in yourself. Understand that if you don't do this, somebody else will come around very quickly and take what's rightfully yours. Don't let that happen. Just don't be roadkill on this entrepreneurial journey like most people are, thinking and wishing and dreaming that things could be better. They will be better. They can be better. They're gonna get better when you get better. And in order for you to get better, quit being a day trader exchanging hours for dollars. Get that passive income. Learn. Inside the word learn is earn. Come on. You can do it. Hey, look, if I can do it, the ex-stuttering college dropout couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the A. If he can do it, you can do it. If he can do it, you can do it. Sam Crowley, love you and your dream. It's a getaway day here in the Everyday Saturday community, Friday, February 19th. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.